continuing our conversation that revolves around our weekly article. People that get our weekly newsletter may have already had a head start. We always put a link to this article in our weekly email newsletter that goes out on Thursdays. A little preview of what's coming up on Saturday's broadcast. If we've got tickets or special promotions, we run them through there so we don't chew up a lot of airtime with that. You've kind of got a preview of it, but let's go into kitchen storage and shelf, because there is a lot. Earlier in the program, we had a gentleman on, Mr. Greg Peterson. His home was built in 1949. From then till now, the world of cabinets in that time frame is a lot different. And even if you had a remodel, let's say, once or if not twice, the changing and new technologies in cabinets and different ways that they operate and they move, and hidden shelves and lazy Susans and slide outs. I mean, it is constantly being reinvented.
And we have so much more stuff to put in them. So you're always trying to design places that will house those things. One thing we have is a wonderful pantry. So if you can come up with a space for a really good-sized pantry, that's just worth $1 million. You can put all your big things in there, your crock pots and your great big pots and pans, and then all your food and, you know, your dry goods.
Are you guys a kitchen gadget?
You know, I buy them and I don't use them.
Mm.
Are you?
It depends. There's stuff on the wish list I'd like. But we've got like a mill for flour.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to get another mill for, it's called a salsa mill, and it's a big funnel, and you put your peppers and everything, you put in salsa, and you just grind it all up, and that's on my wish list. Food processing, because we like to grow a lot of our own, so food processing, but cooking, I got a skillet on the stovetop and the grill outside, and occasionally the oven.
Yeah, I think more what you're talking more about putting food up, putting food by. And then also more appliance-oriented, even if it's, you know, rather than just little tiny gadgets and gadgets. But, yeah, I like to do canning with a prickly pear in the fall, so I have to have a big place for my kettles and my mason jars.
Mm-hmm. And then with that is, when we say kettle, something big enough to
boil
them. So you're doing boil versus pressure cooking. Mm-hmm. And we have both. We can either boil them or, if we do the boil, I actually use my big 100-gallon crawfish pot. We just fill that up and take the basket. You normally put crawfish in and just drop it in. You can do like 12 in one, and it's all outside on the propane.
I might borrow that. That's a great idea.
You get a lot done real quick that way.
I guess Katie and I do like 8 at a time. It takes a long time. So the pantry is a good way to start. And we have those nice shelves that are wire, really sturdy wire, like from classic California closets. And, you know, so you can measure, put them in exactly at the height you want them, kind of measure your pots, your biggest pot, and then, you know, where do you want that highest shelf to be? Do you want to have to use a step stool? Maybe you don't. So just that kind of stuff. That's a good way to knock out a great big portion of all that stuff.
And then on cabinets themselves, this Reva shelf that is new to me.
Mm-hmm. I had seen them at the National Hardware Show. And they just have all kinds of fantastic ways to make your kitchen easier to use, those cabinets easier to use. Of course, the classic one is that corner.
Lazy Susan.
Yeah, to put a Lazy Susan in that crazy blind corner. And they have them different shapes. So you have your pole and then the plates that are the shelves. Some of them are full circle. Some of them are shaped like a pie. Mm-hmm. Some of them are D-shaped, depending on what you need. So instead of getting down on your hands and knees, crawling through to see what got lost in the far corner, you just spin that little, open the door and spin it, and you can get right to it.
That was a big breakthrough was Lazy Susan's, but even the skinny drawers now that are vertical,
mm-hmm.
that you can bring out cookie sheets or spice racks or...
I love the one with spice racks. So it looks like the cabinet where you keep your cookie sheets, and a little track goes down and it installs, and so when you open that door, all you do is pull it right out and everything's right there in front of you.
Now, does this Reva shelf, if you were doing that, do you have to get their cabinet line?
No. This is a
aftermarket. Aftermarket.
Yeah, they have pull-out drawers. They have all kinds of inserts for putting in your drawer. So I think one of the benefits to organizing is once you get, let's say you put an insert in your drawer, and then you're having to put things into those inserts, you realize how much you have double of this or triple of that, and you can kind of cull it out to where you just have what you need, and you realize it's not so hard to search for stuff because you can see what you got.
Do you remember that one home improvement episode where Tim Allen is like, and then there's always the one drawer that is just your catch-all drawer for everything? And you know, the way they had it set up in the studio, you pulled it out and it looked like a regular drawer. And he's like, you got this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And then he pulls it out and it's like, you can tell that, you know, this drawer's now come out 3 feet and this and this. And he keeps going and he starts pulling out brooms. And he had made this false mock-up that it was pretty funny.
I have one like that.
That hit home. But there are, on this Rev-A shelf, interior, many different types of drawer accessory organizers. Not, you know, in addition to just those mats that keep things from rolling around, but actually sectioned items. So it's just one of the things that, a tiny difference. If organizing is important to you, and you don't have a budget right now, don't go to this website. Put this on a wish list and come back and visit it later. It's Rosie on the Hess here with you every Saturday morning.